Unwavering support in a time of crisis. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's stand on Israel's right to self-defense. Introduction. In the wake of recent turbulent events, it becomes increasingly essential to analyze the global response to conflicts involving Israel. Today, Conflict in Focus turns its lens towards a significant international perspective, as echoed in the recent statements of German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This blog post will delve into the implications of Scholz's words and the broader context of Israel's right to self-defense, particularly in light of the harrowing attack on October 7, 2023. The October 7 attack, a recap. Before we dive into Chancellor Scholz's message, let's briefly revisit the tragic events of October 7, 2023. Israel faced a brutal assault that led to the tragic loss of 1,500 lives. Additionally, 240 individuals, spanning all age groups, were kidnapped by the terrorist organization Hamas, ISIS. This event is not just a statistic but a stark reminder of the ongoing struggle and the immense human cost that comes with it. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's message. In a recent video, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz presented a clear and unambiguous message. He reiterated that the German government views Hamas as a terrorist organization. Scholz emphasized Israel's right to defend itself against Hamas and to take action against those in Gaza involved with the group. This stance is critical, especially in an international landscape where opinions and allegiances are often fragmented. The significance of Germany's stance. Germany's position, as expressed by Chancellor Scholz, is more than a diplomatic statement. It's a reflection of a broader understanding of the complexities surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. By openly recognizing Israel's right to self-defense and labeling Hamas as a terror organization, Germany aligns itself with the notion of upholding democracy and human rights, values that Israel is committed to. Understanding the accusations against Israel. Chancellor Scholz's message also touched upon the accusations often leveled against Israel. He termed these accusations as absurd, highlighting Israel's commitment to human rights. This perspective is crucial in a world where narratives can easily be skewed. It acknowledges the challenging position Israel often finds itself in, needing to defend its citizens while upholding human rights. The role of international support. In times of conflict, international support and understanding are vital. Chancellor Scholz's message serves as a reminder of the importance of global solidarity with nations facing terrorist threats. It underscores the need for an international consensus that recognizes the rights of countries to defend their sovereignty and the safety of their citizens. Conclusion. A call for continued dialogue and peace. The message from Chancellor Olaf Scholz is a significant one, offering support and clarity in a complex situation. As we reflect on these words, Conflict in Focus encourages a continued dialogue that respects and understands the nuances of such conflicts. We stand committed to educating and informing our readers, promoting a narrative that is empathetic, balanced, and geared towards peace. In conclusion, the events in Israel and the international reactions to them remind us of the continuous need for an informed, sensitive approach to conflict reporting. Let us join hands in our mission to educate, inform, and promote peace, keeping the human stories at the forefront of our discussions. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.